This image of the camel in the eye of the needle is a familiar one to us, I believe. The camel, the largest of the domesticated animals, in the eye of a needle, perhaps the smallest thing we can imagine that you can still see and perceive. Well, Jesus is certainly using that image, evoking a response in them. To what? To how seemingly impossible it is for the rich. But remember, this isn't only an indictment or a challenge on the rich. I was reading one commentator on this who said, if you look at the disciples' response, it's a little bit more general. Jesus is talking about this seeming impossibility for the rich. To put a camel, the largest domesticated animal, through the eye of a needle. Their response is, well, then who can be saved? Who? And Jesus' response is telling, for men it's impossible. For men it is impossible that anyone be saved. Anyone. Certainly there's a very clear challenge to the rich, because money can corrupt so easily. But there's a general challenge to us all. For men it is impossible. We do not save ourselves. But for God, all things are possible. Yes, it looks almost impossible for the rich. Guess what? For every one of us, it's a certain camel through the eye of a needle. Okay, what does God want in this? Perhaps this morning, certainly a challenge to us to separate ourselves from the wealth or the enticements or the attachments of this world, because that's what wealth it represents, attachment. Yes, he wants us to be dependent, but he also wants in our hearts every morning, beginning of the day, to say thank you, because you are saving me. Yeah, I cooperate with his grace, and that's wonderful. But for us never to forget that we never save ourselves, that every moment that we are looking up to God, every morning that we come to Mass, he is saving us. Saving us now. And his response to the apostles saying, well, what's in it for us? He says, it's going to knock your socks off. Every little sacrifice, every little offering, I'm going to reward you greatly. It's good news. He's saving us now. Whether we're rich or not, he is doing the impossible in our lives. Let us remember that. We aren't that great. He does everything and makes us great, but it's him getting us up in the morning, bringing us here, helping us to be kind. And that's his grace. Let our hearts be grateful, and let us know that he appreciates every little sacrifice, and the reward will be great if we can stay committed to him, humble, knowing his salvation is upon us. But our efforts are valuable to him, even though they don't save us. He's saying, they are valuable to me, and there will be a great reward. Let us remain faithful. Let us be grateful for God's salvation, which is ours today.